Is something wrong? Jillian asked one day when she turned to see Kylie glaring at her. Wrong? Kylie blinked. She knew how innocent she could seem if she wanted to. She could be an extremely good girl, just the way she used to be.
What would make you ask that?
The very same night, Kylie had 5 anchovy pizzas delivered to Ben Fry's house. Being resentful was an awful feeling. She wanted to be happy for Jillian, really she did, but she just couldn't seem to manage it, until one day she happened to see Jillian and Ben walking together by the high school. Kylie was on her way to the town pool with a towel draped over her shoulder, but she stopped where she was, on the sidewalk outside Mrs. Jerusha's house, even though Mrs. Jerusha was known to come after you with a hose if you walked across her lawn, and she had an evil cocker spaniel, a prize bitch named Mary Ann, who ate sparrows and drooled and bit little boys on the ankles and knees. A circle of pale yellow light seemed to hover around Ben and Jillian. The light rose higher, then fanned out across the street and above the rooftops. The air itself had turned lemony, and when Kylie closed her eyes, she felt she was in the aunt's garden. If you sat there in the shade during the heat of August and rubbed the lemon thyme between your fingers, the air turned so yellow you'd swear a swarm of bees had gathered above you, even on days when it had done nothing but rain. In that garden, on hot, still days, it was easy to think about possibilities that had never crossed your mind before. It was as if hope had appeared out of nowhere to settle beside you, and it wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't going to desert you now. On the afternoon when Kylie stood in front of Mrs. Jerusha's house, she wasn't the only one to sense something unusual in the air. A group of boys playing kickball all stopped, stunned by the sweet scent wafting down from the rooftops, and they rubbed at their noses. The youngest turned and ran home and begged his mother for lemon pound cake, heated and spread with honey. Women came to their windows, leaned their elbows on the sills, and breathed more deeply than they had in years. They didn't even believe in hope anymore, but here it was, in the treetops and the chimneys. When these women looked down at the street and saw Jillian and Ben, arms looped around each other, something inside them started to ache, and their throats got so dry only lemonade could quench their thirst, and even after a whole pitcherful, they still wanted more.